I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
League's Cup gets underway on Tuesday night. Tommy Edman hurting his hometown team, his hometown, by singling in the go-ahead run here for the Dodgers. They take a 2-1 lead over the Twins, bottom of the seventh inning in L.A. Come on, Tommy. We raised you. We nurtured you.
We loved you.
Yes. Now you're out there doing things you're not supposed to be doing.
You know, it's nice to see Tyler Glass now pitching.
And pitching well in this game.
It's not nice Dodgers. To see that, but I read Blake Snell. Like, I read all these different reports. He's going to be ready soon, or he still needs to make some rehab starts.
The Dodgers don't care.
I know. I don't understand
what they want,
they paid him.
Well, they paid him to pitch 6 shutout innings in a playoff game. That's what they paid Blake Snell and Tyler Glass now to do. And with Yamamoto and maybe Otani pitching 6 innings by then.
Maybe Sasaki coming back.
I don't even think he's good enough.
He might not be.
He's just not. I mean, look, you have Kershaw, who's the worst of the group.
And he's pitching okay.
And then you're going to have a healthy Glass now, you hope. You're going to have Snell. You're going to have Yamamoto and Shohei. Everybody thinks Dustin May is as good as gone as far as trade is concerned. So, you know, the Dodgers are going to come at you with those guys in the playoffs, and it's not going to be easy. Before we get to the Daily Gambit, congrats to a good friend and the guys at San Diego, Sports San Diego. Mark Neville is the head there, the president of that, and an old friend. And Sports San Diego started out as basically the Holiday Bowl. But with the Holiday Bowl becoming less and less, you know, of a thing because of just the nature of college football, not so much the Holiday Bowl itself.
Yeah, the greedy people.
But you've got playoffs and you've got all of this other stuff, and now the Holiday Bowl has been, you know, taken back. So Sports San Diego is very smart. Instead of just focusing on the Holiday Bowl, they now are doing other things, and they're putting other events together to make our city better.
Early.
Now, one of the things they've done is that Rady basketball tournament in December at UCSD. And they got Florida coming here this year. Florida's the defending national champion.
That's a big
deal.
Now,
I know it's not the same team as last year, but
that's a big deal.
Yeah, they got Florida. They got, you know, some good teams coming out to play college basketball over the holidays. But today, Sports San Diego made it official, something that's been discussed for a while. NASCAR is coming to San Diego. Now, we knew that this was a possibility. We didn't know all of the details. We do now. The actual big race is going to be on June 21st. 2026, obviously next year. But the whole weekend, it's going to be a whole thing. There's going to be truck races and celebrity races and all kinds of things.
Oh, I want to be in a celebrity race.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
So NASCAR coming to San Diego, and it's all going to take place, the street race, first ever street race here in San Diego, only the second in the history of NASCAR. I think the other one was what, Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago
Las
was
Vegas
definitely
did
one
Formula
of them.
One.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Chicago did NASCAR. This is only the second NASCAR, and it's coming to the Naval Base Coronado.
Yes.
That's where it's going to be. And
so not over the Coronado Bridge?
No. Okay. Yeah, I know. There'd been, you know, I heard some people possibly talk, and I'm like, with all due respect, what if there was a wreck while they were going over the Coronado Bridge. And they said, oh, well, they've had races before over bridges. And so I asked Mark Neville about this, and he said, yeah, the bridges they race over are like 1 foot off the ground.
They are.
They're not Coronado over the ocean like that.
Just for the record, so, I never thought it was going to happen. I wanted it to happen.
You wanted to see it, but yeah, that was just didn't make any sense. They're also not going to be racing up and down the Silver Strand, which is something I had heard as a possibility. And the thing I asked Mark Neville about last night, I ran into him and I said, look, I said, I was worried when I heard you guys were working on this that I know San Diego and you know San Diego. We don't like to support stuff like this. Oh, well, I shouldn't say it like that. We want to support it in terms of going to the event.
Yes.
But we're not going to support it in terms of, like, who's going to close their business for a month while you build a track downtown in the gas lamp?
Yeah.
Who's going to be willing to, you know, have all of these fans? Anyway, Mark said, hey, certainly was a consideration. And that's why the naval base thing came into being. And it's going to be amazing, I think. And my wife is going to be involved because she's a red coat, and now they're even starting to call some of the red coats. They're actually starting to just call them ambassadors because it's more of a Sports San Diego thing than just a Holiday Bowl thing. But she's involved in all that, and she's like, "Oh, you're going to go, aren't you?" And I was like, "You know how I hate noise."
Oh no. So you're one of the people, I don't want NASCAR.
Here comes coverage.
From here, Chris, you're probably going to be able to hear it.
You think we'll be able to hear it from here?
Those things are loud.
It's going to be so loud.
I'm into it.
So that is the question that I have to myself. Am I going to go down? Because I've never experienced a NASCAR race. Not spent a lot of time at Talladega. You know,
I've been to Talladega.
Have you?
I've never seen a race, but I drove through Alabama.
All right. Well, you know, I haven't been to these places. Daytona, I've not been to these places. NASCAR, for most of my life, has been a Southern thing only. But now that it's branching out to the point where it's coming to San Diego, I think that's pretty awesome.
I love it. The one thing, I mean, the naval base makes complete and total sense.
Right. That's a great, great way to, you know, make this work.
Because it has plenty of space, and you're not going to be messing with traffic. You're not going to be shutting downtown down for a month.
Yeah, and that would be the thing that we, as San Diegans, you know, would balk at.
They've done races on airports before. Like IndyCar used to do one, I think it was in Cleveland maybe, but they used to race on the runway. They would shut down the runway and they would use the runway.
Well,
as
this
like a
is
going
to be the first time NASCAR's ever gone to any military base. So it's going to be
cool.
A history making event. It's all going to take place the weekend of June 19th through 21st. 2026. The actual NASCAR course layout will be unveiled in the near future, but understand that's the plan.
Can you get your wife to get me a spot in that celebrity race?
I don't know. Well, let me make sure it's actually a. I might have just said that off the cuff.
I'm not holding you to it.
I want to say it's a weekend headline by they have the Stars of NASCAR, they have the Xfinity series, and the Craftsman Truck series.
Okay.
Says nothing about a celebrity race. Oh, sorry.
Well, I got excited for.
Hey, you know what? If they do have any kind of celebrity race, I'm going to ask that you get put in it because I'd like to see you.
I would be great.
Crack up.
I have no fear.
Really?
And my, I love the adrenaline rush. I want it.
I know. You know who you should talk to if that ever happens. I don't know that it's going to be an option here, but. You remember Steve Hartman, of course.
Of course.
Back in the day,
I worked with him.
Yeah, Homer. Was in, I'm pretty sure, the Long Beach Grand Prix celebrity race.
Of course he was.
I'm almost sure he was.
That's what Hartman does.
That's what he did. And so I think he drove. I don't know what they gave him to actually drive. I don't know if he got like a souped out, you know, Formula One
car. He got
car,
like a VW bug.
Yeah. But Homer drove in one of these races, maybe more than one.
Wow.
So if that happens, we get around to it, Scraby. We'll try to hook you up with Steve.
Thank you.
That.
I'm also throwing it out there. If anybody's listening that has access to riding with the Blue Angels, I would love to do that too. So
actually go air with a Blue Angel?
Give it to me.
You know, I got to be honest with you. As little of a thrill seeker as I am, I think I would agree to that.
Whoa.
Well, here's
that
why.
That is way more intense than anything.
But there's no, I don't see any danger with that.
Because they're not flying in formation when you're with them.
These guys are the greatest pilots on Earth. So I don't believe anything's going to happen.
It's more about the G-forces and the quick turns. I hear that a lot of people like
I believe you have to get in shape for that, right? You can't just show up and go, I'm ready to go.
No. You have to be in good shape because I've heard that people like me who are like overconfident, oh, I could do this, are the ones that throw up during the ride.
Yeah, the pilot probably would
not appreciate
be adverse
it.
To that idea.
Although I am in the back, so that would be okay.
All right, we don't really have much of a daily gambit today because we're not really doing full shows this week, so we'll pass on that today. I want to tell everybody what's coming up, though. We have the notes on a scorecard. That's next, and part of that is going to reveal who I'm blaming for the Padres' loss today. You're not going to believe it.
Tony?
Nah, I'd never blame Tony. What did he do?
I don't know.
No, I'm not blaming
Tony. I can't figure it out. I've like yelled out so many names, and you're like, I'm not going to tell you. It's not them.
I got somebody that I'm blaming the game on today, and you're going to be surprised. That's coming up in the notes on a scorecard. And then we're going to do Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And what I want you to do between now and 3:30, if you want to be the guest player today, we're going to have one of the listeners come on, as we did last week, and take on Scraby in the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And we're going to do it the same way we did last week. You're going to write in on the chat something short and sweet why you should be today's contestant. And I want you not just to write in why you're going to be today's contestant, but I want you to kind of convince me that you're going to beat Scraby. Because last week, the contestant was great.
Mm-hmm. Padres diehard.
He did a great job, but he ultimately lost to you. I don't want you to lose. If you come on and you take on Scraby in the Fantabulous Sports Game
Show.
It's
fair, because I want you to lose in Chris vs. the Fans, so it's fair that you want me to lose in your game.
You got about 15 minutes to put something together, write it in on the chat. Scraby and I will go over the people who want to be the guest contestant, and we'll choose somebody for that, and that's at the bottom of the hour. Stick around. A lot of good Gwynn and Chris stuff ahead. Back at it, 3:19, Gwynn and Chris. Don't forget, if you want to be the contestant today on the Fantabulous Sports Game Show, write in on the chat, keep it short and sweet, why we should choose you and why you're going to beat Scraby in the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. It comes up at the bottom of the hour. For now, though, Twins just tied it up 2-2 with the Dodgers, top of the eighth in L.A., and we're going to do some Padres notes on a scorecard.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
What did Chris like? What does Chris want to clean up? Observations written on a grocery list. Notes on a scorecard starts now.
All right, it is on my wife's grocery list. Here it is. The notes on a scorecard. Harrison Bader, infield single, Twins lead 3-2.
Is Rojas dead?
He tried to make the play, and he's lying flat on the turf. Yeah, Twins have taken a 3-2 lead.
So all we can hope is that the Dodgers just lose when the Padres lose.
Yeah, right. That's what you do. All right, here's the notes on the scorecard. Padres lost 3-2 today. I started with this, Scraby. Pitching matchup today, Sandy Alcantara, Dylan Cease. Isn't it incredible how things change and how quickly they do? In 2022, that's only 2.5 seasons ago, Alcantara won the NL Cy Young Award.
Yeah.
Cease finished second in the AL Cy Young Award. And they came into today's game, Alcantara 4-9 with a 7-1-4. Cease 3-9 with a 4-6-4. Even worse, do you know who beat Cease out for the AL Cy Young that year in 2022? How about Justin Verlander, who came into today 0-8 with a 4.99?
Wow.
So those were the three best
pitchers. Wouldn't have guessed that, though.
Right. Those are the three best pitchers in baseball 2 years ago. And that's where they are today.
That's crazy.
Speaking of Dylan Cease, can't ask for a worse start than he gave you, at least first inning. Four-pitch walk, followed by getting ahead 0-2 and then walking Sanchez. That's even worse. When you get ahead 0-2, you can't walk. And then he comes back and he strikes out Otto Lopez and Kyle Stowers. Those two guys were tied for the major league lead in RBIs over the last month. They both have 27. I bet you could win a few bar bets on that.
He definitely could.
Yeah. Otto Lopez, Kyle Stowers, 27 RBIs each in the last month. But C struck both of them out, but then did not get out of the inning. Agustin Ramirez singled in the first run. Cease, 28 pitches in the first inning. You already knew it was going to be a short day. Just can't do that.
It's so weird to me because he can just look so good and then literally next batter.
I mean, you already knew in the first inning that the bullpen was going to have to be in the middle of this game.
You did.
Anyone miss Graham Pauly? Wrote that down on my sheet today.
I miss when he fouled a curveball and hit him in the face.
I mean, when he came up from the Padres, he was the next savior. They all are, aren't they?
Yes.
They're all the next savior. He's hitting 208 with five RBIs for the Marlins. Alcantara, already talked about his struggles, and then you let him go nine up, nine down to start the game and get his confidence. And the Padres' offense just continues to be really, really frustrating to watch. Bottom of the third inning, runner on first. That was an interesting play. A one-hopper to Jake Cronenworth. He tags first and then throws to second but doesn't pause to see where the runner is.
Yeah.
And Xavier Edwards just goes back to first.
Yep.
That should have been a double play.
Yep.
You got to make plays like that,
yep,
especially when you play 38 one-run games.
Mm-hmm.
Can't give teams an extra swing.
Exactly.
And I talk about it. It's not errors always. It's making the play. And you got to make that play. It didn't end up costing the Padres in that inning. Marlins did not score.
So Jake Cronenworth is not the guy you're
He's off the hook.
Okay.
Vintage Manny Machado, rather, RBI tying single in the fourth. Just such a sweet swing on that one.
It is.
Low curveball, stays back, smooth stroke, through the zone. Ball just rockets down the corner, tied at one. But the Padres probably should have scored more that inning because Alcantara's ERA this year is 13.76 in the fourth inning.
Wow.
Padres only got one run. You know what that tells me. Is that Alcantara still has good enough stuff to get everybody out once, but he doesn't have good enough stuff to get you out twice anymore.
I guess so.
I mean, he's getting through the first three innings and then the fourth inning.
It's kind of like Dylan Cease a little bit.
Normally he gets bombed. All right, on we go. Manny Machado.
I don't know why, but yes.
Yeah, fifth inning, first guy up, makes a nice backhand pickup and then a low throw.
Mm-hmm.
Manny is too good to be making routine errors like that.
He is.
I will give it to him when he makes an incredible play and an off-balance throw like he did last night. Remember, he came in, picked up the ball, threw off-balance. That's an error, but at least he's trying to make an incredible play. Can't do it on a routine play.
It's been very strange this year with those routine plays.
Because he's the Gold Glove winner in my eyes because of his incredible defensive plays, but he really hasn't been consistent.
No, I think he leads baseball in errors among third basemen.
He's not going to get the award by doing that. And that hurt because Sanchez hit the home run. And it was a two-run homer instead of a solo.
Yep.
So, again, it's a one-run game.
Yep.
Can't make any mistakes like that. You got to make the plays that are supposed to be made. And, you know, Sanchez is running around the bases like an idiot. And he's waving his arms. He's clapping. He's jumping up and down. He's saluting everybody. And I'm like, I know I'm old. But where's Bob Gibson to stick one in his ear?
Yeah, I was a little annoyed by it,
You know, I'm not going to ever win this because I know it's the new age. And if you don't celebrate, maybe there's something wrong with you.
There's something to celebrating, too.
Yeah, I don't know. You win the game, maybe, sure. But in the fifth inning?
Walk off, yeah, you're good.
In the fifth inning? I mean, come on. Look like you've hit a home run before.
Has he? I'm just kidding.
That was his ninth.
I know.
All right, Alcantara. You know, people talk about striking guys out all the time, and this came to my... Six innings today, he had 77 pitches. Why? Because he wasn't striking guys out. Ground ball, ground ball, ground ball, ground ball. It's the Randy Jones school of pitching. But a ground ball is better than a strikeout because a ground ball only takes one pitch.
Yep.
And I like to see a guy capable of doing that from time to time. Seventh inning. Look, here's the game in my mind.
Okay.
Now, we could go to the eighth inning and talk about how, you know, you got a weak bench. We already brought this up, but Trenton Brooks comes up, can't get the tying run in, the whole thing, after they make it 3-2. But to me, it was the seventh inning, and there was one play that, in my mind, decided the game today. And I'm probably being too critical, because I wasn't there. I could only tell you what I saw. But I saw Manny Machado lead off the seventh inning with a line drive toward right center field. I saw the center fielder come in and try to get it, and he missed it, and yeah, he scooted past him. The center fielder had to stop, turn around, run all the way back to the wall in right center to retrieve the ball. Sorry, I'm thinking triple. I'm thinking triple.
Do you think Manny has the speed?
I don't know if he does, but I do know that when they showed him, and if you watch the replay, you'll see the same thing I do. He's just cruising his way into second base. And I got to put the pressure on, at least make it look like I'm going to try to get a triple. Maybe he'll bobble the ball. Something. But I need him at third base there.
Put the pressure on the defense.
There was one out when this happened. He was at second. That's not as good. Why isn't it as good? Because the next guy, Gavin Sheets, had a fly ball to the warning track. Manny would have walked in from third base.
Fly, yeah. Okay.
And they lost by one run. Now, you're going to blame the game on that? Maybe that's too harsh. But what I'm saying, if you're going to play one-run games every night, and the Padres do, these little things are what determine them. And I'm probably being too harsh. He probably couldn't have got a triple. He probably doesn't still have the speed to do that. Merrill would have had a triple, people like that. But what I want to see is a hard busting it. And I know Manny doesn't bust it all the time, but I think there is his time he had to do it. And you might say,
disagree.
Well, I don't want him to hurt himself and
no,
all that.
No, I don't disagree. I don't disagree.
I got to have...
These are critical games, and it's starting to get a little bit more important for you to run things out.
I understand if he's going to get a ground ball to third, he's going to be out by 20 steps, then he can jog to first base. And I understand he doesn't have a triple since 2022.
Okay?
So he doesn't get many.
So it's a very rare occurrence to begin with.
But
I get what you're saying. Like, you have to at least... What if he's out in the outfield and he bobbles it again?
He bobbles the ball. Well, Manny still wouldn't have been able to go to third because he wasn't busting it to second. And anyway, being on third with one out, that would have been a big deal. And that was a run, and you lost by a run. These are the things.
I did not think about that. Right. I thought, when I saw it, I was just like, he doesn't have the speed, but you've convinced me that there could have been a little bit more effort.
Anyway, that's pretty much all I have on notes on a scorecard today. Padres lost 3-2. Do we have people, anybody, trying to get on to the...
Oh, yes.
All right, Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Keep writing in. We've got a little break here. You can write in your reason why we should choose you, and then we'll pick somebody, and we'll do the Fantabulous Sports Game Show, and we're going to do it all on the fly, so stick around, and we'll have some fun with that. Yeah, right. As Quinn and Chris continues.
Ben and Woods on the Fan.
Coming up Thursday, the Padres head to the lane.
All right, Buster Olney says the Padres are talking to the Orioles about Charlie Morton. Really? I mean, Charlie Morton? He's like 0-10 at one point this year.
Yeah, I don't understand that one either.
Eric Fetty released by the Cardinals today.
Oh, wait, hold on. You're making the perfect...
Yeah, that. You know, so what are the Padres going to do? We got 8 days to find out. And tomorrow, we'll have our roundtable discussion about all of it. The Padres roundtable 10 a.m.
I hear Sammy Lev is going to be sitting in for someone.
An hour of commercial-free Padre talk. I believe you'll be off tomorrow.
I am.
Doing a little vacation for a couple days. We'll see if somehow the show can survive. I have a sneaking suspicion that it will.
Yeah, I think so, too. Survive. It always does.
If you love Mediterranean food like I do, that's Spiro's. Authentic Mediterranean cuisine, Coronado, La Jolla. Dining, takeout options, spiroscuisine.com. All right, we're going to have some fun here with our weekly Fantabulous Sports Game Show. I got the category. What we don't have is Tony today, so we need a guest contestant. And Scraby, people have been writing in.
Yes, they have.
Trying to explain why they should be chosen. Give us a couple of the better ones, if you can.
Yeah, let's go with John Temecula first. Player to Chris versus the fans all the time. Good okay. player. I don't want to face him because I think he'll beat me. But here's what he said. I could take down Scraby with some serious fire. Plus, I've fared fairly well over the time in Chris versus the fans. However, taking down Scraby? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a feather in the cap for sure. All right, what else you got?
Dwayne and Poway. I would appreciate the opportunity to take down Scraby. Why? I'm in agreement with him at times and disagree with him at times. There's more. He reminds me of the little brother who thinks he's right all the time, but is wrong most of the time. But there is that 5% he is right, but you still want to disagree because he's your little
Dwayne,
brother.
I love it, Dwayne, but the fact that you think he's right even 5% of the time worries me, I have to say.
let's see. There was another one. And, man, where did it all... I had one.
Yeah, you're trying to keep track of all of them
and
over
there.
And they
left.
We're doing it all on the fly.
They left.
Oh, whoever... All right.
I don't see the other chat anymore.
Do you want to just do John and Temecula then?
Why?
Because he's going to beat you.
And Is that what you're going with?
Yeah, I'm going to go with John and Temecula.
Aww.
Put John and Temecula on. He's got to call in. John, if you're listening, you know the number 833-288-0973. And we know John, so don't everybody out there try
on.
To don't anybody out there try to be John. John, you're a longtime listener, you're a great fan of the show, friend of the show.
I don't like it.
I think that you should get the opportunity to take down Scraby in a round of the Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
All right, give us a call, John.
John, give us a call.
I'm not a fan of this selection. This is just so you could see me squirm.
Well, I think he's got a chance to beat you. Now, he's got a call. If he doesn't call, then we'll choose somebody else. But John,
well, he just commented, so.
And this is why we're we shouldn't do this on the fly. Because
that's okay.
we're kind of sitting here with, on pins and needles.
Well, let's go to traffic and let's introduce the game real quick.
Go.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm gonna go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, it does, and we located John in Temecula. John, where are you, sir? How are you?
Hi, Chris. I'm actually in Murrieta.
Fun fact, I called the show to talk to Coach
after Matt Strom had a start for the Padres in St. Louis. When I called in, Braden put me in as John in Temecula. So here I am.
The story behind the name.
He's not a Temecula.
Would you rather us call you John in Murrieta?
Change it. You can do that. You have the power to change that.
Murrieta is right next door to Temecula. It's like one big city. But I'm technically here at my home in Murrieta. I'm almost always in the car calling you guys on the phone.
Well, I think you should be representing the city you're at. So it is no longer John in Temecula. It's John in Murrieta. I know you know the way the Fantabulous Sports Game Show works, John. You're going to get a chance here to beat Scraby. I'll give you the contestant, or the category, rather.
I'm a fan of you right now, Chris.
Why?
Because you want to see me squirm.
Of course I want to see you. I don't want to see you squirm. I want to see you lose, just straight up. give you the category in a moment. You and Scraby will exchange what you hope to be correct answers. There are 15 15 correct answers today. So first person to 8 will win. Well, if you get a guess wrong, you get a strike. And, of course, 3 strikes and you're out. And you can play along out there. See how many of the 15 you can get correct. Very simple category today, guys. And your guess will be an NFL team.
Ooh.
And what you're going to be guessing on is the top 15 scoring offenses in the NFL last season.
Wow.
All right. So you want the top 15 scoring offenses.
Points per game.
Just points.
Points.
Yeah. Points per game is the same. Right? Every team plays the same number of games.
You would think. Yeah.
So it is going to be, you want to name the top 15 scoring offenses in the National Football League from last season.
And of course, now I've blanked on every single team in the NFL.
You can't name a team in the NFL? Well, that's not good. John, you want to, I think you should, you know, take the opportunity to go first, but you could pass, hoping that Scraby strikes out sooner. So I'll give you the choice.
Well, I think I'll go first.
He'll go first. All right. Give me a guess of a top 15 scoring team in the majors last year.
In the NFL last year. Ooh.
Buffalo Bills. Pretty good guess. John is on it. They were second. 525 points. And that's how it's going to work today.
All right.
John got one. Scrabe, your turn to name a high-scoring offense in the NFL last year.
What about the Lions?
Lions are number one, 564. They were way up there, by the way. They won by 40 points over the next best team.
Oh, yeah, and, the then, Lions. And then what happened in the playoffs?
Yeah, well, you're just you know, jumping upon somebody else's misery.
Yeah, because they got in my face about everything.
All right, 1-1, Scraby. John, you got the top 2 scoring teams. Next up, John, your call.
Okay.
High scoring team in the NFL last year.
Yeah. Go with the Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys. Dak Prescott and company. Cowboys had 350 points last year and a 7-10 season. That was not enough to get them in the top 15. John gets a strike right off the bat. But it's okay. Last week, our contestant, Padres...
Diehard
got a couple of strikes right off the bat. Still nearly won the game.
It's true.
So hang in there, John. Scraby, you have a chance to take the lead here.
Ravens.
Very good, Scraby. You know your stuff. 518 points for the Ravens last year. Third most in all of the NFL. So it's 2-1 in favor of Scraby. You guys have named the top 3. That's not what you have to do. You just need somebody, anybody in the top 15. And it is your turn, John. Obviously, it would be good for you to get one here. You don't want to get a second strike.
Good one.
Yeah.
Let's go with the Commanders.
Commanders, there you go, John. Good job. 485 points, led by the great rookie quarterback, Jalen. Is it Jalen or Jaden? Yeah, Jaden Daniels. Commanders were 5th with 485 points. So it is 2-2.
All right. That was
John
a good
does
one.
Have a strike.
That was a good one.
Scraby, you have a turn.
Let's go with the team that won it all, the Eagles.
The Eagles, 463 points. Less than the Commanders, but enough to qualify in this category. They were 7th in scoring offense last year. Scraby takes a 3-2 lead. You're looking for a team in the top 15. John in Murrieta is today's guest contestant, and it's his turn.
Let's go with the Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota! Kevin O'Connell's crew,
that's
432 points. They were clearly in the top 15. I think they were 10th, something like that. I don't have it all labeled here, but they were in it. So, that's correct. 3-3. Remember, first to 8 wins this. And Scraby, you're up here. You haven't got a strike yet. You're about due for a miss.
Yes, I am.
Who are you going with? Top 15 scoring offense in the National Football League last
year. This team was surprisingly good.
Okay.
The Rams. Bah.
Did they make it?
I don't know.
The LA Rams. I got to double check. 367 points.
Oh, that's not a lot.
That's lower than the Cowboys.
Oh.
So that is a strike. The Rams were not a top 15
Why would I choose
in the
them?
NFL.
Why?
Because you routinely,
I'm a dummy.
You routinely choke in these situations.
I'm
that's
a dummy.
Why. All right, we're back even now, John. 3-3, and both of you guys have a strike. Your turn, John.
All right.
There are nine correct answers remaining.
Oh, okay. Got a minute. Let's go with the Bengals.
Bengals, that a boy, John. John's
Why
starting
didn't
to figure
I just
this
see
out.
That?
John's starting to figure this out. The Bengals are sixth most, 472 points last year. They are an excellent scoring offense. And John has retaken the lead 4-3 in the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Scraby, your turn.
Oh, no.
Trying to tie it back up.
What about a team that was just in a great division,
all right,
had a good offense?
They were.
The Packers.
The Pack. The Pack is back. 460 points. That's okay. Enough to get them in there. They outscored the Vikings, actually, in that division. Led by a guy that I originally thought would never be a good quarterback. I remember saying it all the time.
Oh, Jordan Love?
Yeah. Thought Jordan Love was going to be terrible. Don't think he's terrible.
No, I don't
it's
think
been
he's,
okay.
I don't think he's terrible either.
Anyway, it's a correct answer, and it ties it up at 4-4. And now it is John's turn to try and go back and lead, but there's only seven correct answers remaining. Included in those seven, by the way, is the number three scoring team in all of football. You don't have to get that one, but I'm just telling you that there is somebody really good still available to pick. John, who you got? Top scoring, top 15 scoring offenses in the NFL last year. It's starting to get really tough now.
It
I got to be honest with you. The last seven are
going
to be tough.
How about them Buccaneers?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Not only are they on the list, they were fourth. I said third, fourth. 502. The Buccaneers were one of four teams that had over 500 points last year. I don't think too many people remember that. I didn't.
I didn't.
Yeah. Buccaneers were really good on offense last year. That's
that
right,
me
John.
In a really tough spot.
John takes a 5-4 lead. Scraby, up against it. One strike apiece. Only six correct answers remaining, and these are the bottom six, I must tell you guys. You guys have named the top nine. So the last six are the last six on this list. So it's going to be really cutting thin here.
I'm going to go with another playoff team.
Go with a playoff team, Scraby.
I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
Seattle Seahawks. 375.
Oh,
same number as the
enough.
Cowboys. Not
that's
enough.
Not enough.
Scraby, I have something to say. Hey! Two.
I hate you. I hate you right now.
John's got the lead, and
no!
It's his turn. John, I love this. You're you're positioned well, but you need one here, John, to keep the pressure on. Need one
right.
of the remaining six
like,
highest
like
scoring
four.
Teams. It's tough. I got to be honest with you. These are tough. Tough
I'm
indeed.
Doodling right now because I'm have, nervous.
Did anybody pick the Broncos yet?
They have not.
Ooh. I'd like to go with the Broncos, Mr. Ello.
The Denver Broncos. With
I
that crap,
sure.
You talk about a crappy quarterback. Who's that guy? Bo Nix?
Yeah, he's really bad.
It's another guy that
he's really bad. He's just...
But they were the 10th leading scoring team in football last year. 425 points. That is correct. John leads 6-4. Not only does he lead 6-4, but Scraby, you got two strikes. You're on the doorstep. You
I am
need
on
one
the,
here
the doorstep.
To stay alive. The only teams that are left to guess are 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th place. So of your 10 correct answers, you guys have named the top 10 scoring teams. Scraby, you need to find one of these other five to stay in the hunt. This is it. Otherwise, the music will play and John will have a victory.
You know, I'm just going to name this team.
Don't hurt yourself. I want to know what's going into this thought process. We have a minute or two left.
Oh, well.
What's your thought process?
My thought
here?
Process on this is that it has probably the best quarterback in the league, but he wasn't a great fantasy quarterback. That doesn't mean that they didn't score a lot of points.
Mm-hmm.
I remember them winning every single game, luckily.
Yeah.
The Chiefs.
385 points.
That's not enough.
They were 15th.
Whoa!
You barely made it. The Chiefs were the last team on the list.
Yes!
Oh, goodness.
I can't lose.
You see why we want him to lose, John?
Lose.
Because he does this stuff.
Yes.
That is correct.
This is why we want him to lose.
Yeah. Chiefs made it. There are four remaining now. And John leads 6-5. You only have one strike, John, so you do have a little wiggle room, but I want you to keep the heat on him. So
the heat is on.
See if you get one here. Got four teams left looking for the top 14 or 15 scoring offenses in the National Football League last year. John, in Murrieta.
Let's go with the Hotlanta Falcons.
Really?
Ooh.
Led by the crazy, horrible quarterback, Kirk Cousins, who was benched.
Yes.
They had enough. 389. Falcons Woo-hoo! Were tied for 13th.
Oh, no.
I would have never got that. John got it, and he leads 7-5. So there are two ways out for you now, Scraby, a strikeout, or John could get one more correct
answer.
You know
what the craziest thing is? I was doing Chris versus the Fans questions this morning, and I was looking at the NFL standings.
But you didn't look at this.
Never thought to look at the points.
Didn't look at the points. There's three correct answers left. In order for you to win, Scraby, you're going to need to get them all, but you can only get one right now.
You know what? I'm just going to go. You know, if I'm going to go out, I'll go out with my terrible team last year. And I'm going to go with the 49ers.
What?
They scored some points. They just didn't win games.
The 49ers?
Yeah, they scored points. They didn't win games.
You're putting your whole game on the 49ers? 6-11 last place team?
They scored points, but they didn't win games.
They gave up 436.
They were terrible. They scored points, but they did win games.
They scored enough to get you a correct answer. 389. They tied with the Falcons. That is correct. Scraby makes it 7-6. Two correct answers remaining. Top 15 scoring teams in the National Football League. If John, if you name either of the two, you win the game. Right here, you shut Scraby out. You got to have one of the two for the title. Who is one of the two remaining teams? Who are you going with?
He was going to pick the Niners.
Oh, you were? Yeah. Interesting. Well, I was surprised to see the Niners on this list.
I am too, honestly. It
surprises anybody to see that.
Okay, let's go out to Phoenix.
Going with the Cardinals.
They were my next one.
For the title.
They were my next one.
The 8-9 Cardinals. Kyler Murray, did he even play the whole season, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Did he miss some of it?
Not that I'm aware of.
They need more than 385 to be a correct answer. They had 400. That is a correct answer. John in Murrieta takes down Scraby in the Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
You hear him scream? Is this what it's like when I win and I scream?
He won.
Oh, the mariachi music is all for me today. That's wonderful.
What a performance.
No!
John, you won 8-6. You only had one strike. The only team you guys did not name that was in there was the Chargers.
I had the Chargers on my left!
At 4:02. But you guys got 14 of the 15. Guess. Well, you guys couldn't miss then. You guys were had it all covered. Well done. John, stay on the line. You win the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Scraby will tell you what that gets you. I hope everybody enjoyed today's contest. I know I did, because Scraby has been beaten. Chris vs. the Fans is coming up next. Chance for the rest of you to play some trivia. On San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.